USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report is raising more questions about the origin of the coronavirus. The Wall Street Journal reporting that a U.S. intelligence report shows that three scientists at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019 with symptoms similar to COVID-19. There's a lot of speculation that the virus could have leaked from the lab. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News, "We have to get to the bottom of this.
The Chinese Communist Party knows what happened here. These three individuals who became sick, the symptoms were consistent with what someone would get that be symptomatic of if they had COVID-19, the Wuhan virus."
Illegal immigrant children detained at the Texas border are being flown as far away as Tennessee. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn saying he's not surprised. Republican Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee calling the plane loads of illegals being shipped to his state unacceptable. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden is advising vulnerable regions to get ready for hurricane season, which officially starts on June 1st.
My administration is going to bring every resource to bear every time to help the American people weather emergencies.
Visiting FEMA headquarters in D.C., Biden also warns about the expected wildfires in the West. Biden noting these extreme weather events and natural disasters don't care about political affiliation.
Not about red states and blue states. You all know that. It's about having people's backs in the toughest moments that they face.
Peloton is building its first factory in the United States. The $400 million factory will be located just outside of Toledo in Troy Township, Ohio. Peloton expects to break ground later this summer on the project, which should bring more than 2,000 jobs to the area. The factory should be up and running by 2023. This comes after Peloton recalled both of its treadmill machines earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
"The bottom line is my bill and my pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a vaccimillion lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more wisely in our state."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting pen to paper on a bill focused on big tech. Legislation signed on Monday by the governor will fine big tech companies that silence political speech by deplatforming candidates. Under the new law, the Florida Election Commission can levy fines of up to $250,000 per day on social media companies that deplatform candidates for statewide office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.